on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And joined, of course, by Ian Geis and Dan Strauss. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good, thank you.
Is this the best 48 hours of weather we've had all summer long?
Oh, I think so.
Spectacular. Yeah. I assume you and the boy were out today?
Yes, we were out and about today. We went to Suisun Park.
Yep.
Saw some of the animals there.
Nice.
Walked around a couple of the lakes, sat on the dock for a little bit, enjoyed the beautiful weather.
Well, the one thing I know about Archie is if he's outdoors and he can run, he's a happy boy.
Yes. But yeah, that was the problem on the dock. He wanted to get out of the stroller. And run around.
Splash!
And, yes. I mean, there are railings there, but there are huge gaps in the railings. So I had to keep going, no, you have to stay close.
Yes, Daddy does not want to have to change clothes today because the first stuff got wet.
Speaking of today, I have a piece of audio you can... last weekend, we went to one of those, I think a couple different companies run it, but they compile people's... baby clothes, baby toys, and they organize it all, and they do like a sale almost. They'll rent out like a convention hall or something.
Like a yard sale kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's indoors, okay. And so, you know, it's a bunch of used clothes, used toys, things like that. So we went there last week, and one of the purchases was a little keyboard I found. It was $8.
Not a full-length keyboard, but probably like... 30 keys or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got all the different buttons and everything. So one of the new the things I do is I let him bring it in the car with us. And while he's sitting in the baby seat, in the car seat, he can take around. So this has become the best and worst $8 that I have ever spent.
It was a great value, but you had to hear this all the time.
This was in the car today.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it has built-in rhythm.
Yes.
And built-in tunes.
A lot of repetitious notes. It's a lot louder.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Car, too.
Of course.
He loves it, which is great. It keeps him occupied where he doesn't, you know, start whining in the seat. But,
yeah. How many minutes into the drive do you think to yourself, okay, how do I get this away from the boy?
What did I do? What have I done?
I'm very happy that my son is happy. I'm not very happy because this is annoying Daddy. big time.
I can do a pretty good job of tuning it out. Angela has, she has a shorter fuse than I do.
We had the, not the same problem, but a similar problem with a device called the Bop It.
I remember the cartoons for that, yeah.
Do you have one for
No, not yet, no.
He's not two yet, right?
No, not
okay,
two yet.
Okay, so he's got a little while before he's ready for this, which is you have to bop it, you have to spin it, you have to poke it. I don't remember what the phrases are, but it's got a little computer chip in it that tells you what to do, and there's, you know, some music in there, and everything that you're supposed to do, it makes a sound. And it's actually challenging once you get good at it, because now you're going into, you know, instead of doing three things and then you missed one and, once you get up there, you know, as an adult, I was taking on a challenge like, hey, you know, I did like 11 sounds in a row. That's pretty, I'm going to go for 12 next time. But when it's in the car and the child is playing for it for the entire 20 minutes you're driving somewhere in St. Louis, the phrase bop it is stuck in your mind, and you don't know what the it is going to be. You're going to exactly. bop something.
Bop daddy's head.
Have you ever seen one of these bop it?
No.
Oh. It's a wonderful toy to put in the room with a child who is going to be
by themselves. Yes.
Because, yes, there are definitely times where you go, please just play with anything to keep you occupied for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need a break. I need a rest.
Did you say you had something you wanted to talk about? You had a story for today?
I do have a story for today, and it's about me being me, I guess. That's the best way I could put it.
Okay.
I took my daughter's car in to get it fixed to Londoff, and they gave me a car to drive. So it was a brand new 2016 Malibu.
Nice.
And they gave me a full tank of gas and everything, so I was going to fill it up and take it back. So I get out in my garage, and I'm looking around. I thought, well, you know what? Before I get to the gas station, I better look and see and make sure that I can open this thing, because you know there's different ways to open the doors sometimes.
And by the way, when I am king, this is going to be changed.
Yes.
All gas tank doors will operate the same way and will all be on the left side of the car.
Yeah.
Now, let me just interject one other thing here. David Pogue, who's a friend of mine who writes for Yahoo Tech, he actually told me a couple of years ago that on your dashboard there's a little indicator. Like if you're
an arrow.
If you rent a car, there's an arrow there that tells you if it's on the left or the right side.
Yes. Yeah, there is.
But in the United States of America, why should that ever be a question? You know the steering wheel is going to be in the same place on every car.
Yeah.
The brakes, the gas.
I know.
You know where all of that stuff is going to be. Maybe you have to hunt for the wipers and the lights. Okay, if it's a different model car, Chevy has it in a different place than Toyota and Hyundai. It said, okay, I get that. But why isn't the gas tank always on the left side? And why do you have to struggle to open it?
Oh, there's a great video online of a poor woman who goes to a gas pump, gets out, realizes her tank is on the other side, drives around, and pulls to the other side of the gas.
With the left side of the car still.
She does the loop like four or five times until she finally figures it out. And she has to reverse it back in.
Okay, so you have this car. It's not a rental. It's a loaner.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't,
a loaner.
You don't know how to operate the gas tank.
So, and my daughter's car has the little lever. And by the seat, you pop the little lever. Or sometimes
it's a button on the dashboard.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the car, and I'm looking all over the place because I walked around, and there's no little tab on it or anything to pull it open.
Yep.
So I walk around, and I'm looking. And so I inside the car, and I am looking everywhere.
Yes.
Instead of getting out the owner's manual, which most people do.
No.
I mean,
nobody
which no
does.
One does.
No one does. Certainly no guy.
I decide I'm going to call. Now, I call Johnny Londoff, and I know most of the people there. Michelle answered the phone. Mary was there, and there were several other people there. And I said, I cannot figure out how to open the gas door on this godforsaken car. And so I said, I need to talk to somebody in service. And Michelle on the phone says, just push it, and it should release it and pop it. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. She goes, what's wrong with you? And so she's using that against me. But I thought, I'm just going to put it out there and just let everybody know that this was a Dan moment.
No, but you're not alone in this. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I had the same issue earlier this year. I was traveling. I had a rental car. I had the same thing. I pull up. I'm returning the car because it's going back to the rental car agency before I get back on my flight to come back to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Always got to fill up the tank before you do that. Otherwise, they charge you $9 a gallon.
I know.
Right.
And I forgot to do that once, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just look at the guy like, really? And he looks back at you like, yes, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Did you not remember? Yeah, I forgot. I've actually pulled into the rental car place, and as I pulled up, went,
oh, yeah.
And actually said to the guy, I'm not returning the car yet. How do I get out of here and where's a gas station? But in that one particular instance earlier this year, I did the same thing.
And
I remembered. I pulled up. I saw the little arrow. I know it's on the left side. I get out of the car. There's no same thing. I look inside the car. I look next. Sometimes it's next to the seat.
Yeah.
There's a little lever you pull up, and it's right there.
Oh yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. I go around. I go to the side. It's like maybe, man. If my fingernails were longer, maybe I could pry this thing open. Does anybody have a screwdriver or something? I have to make a flight. I don't have time for this. I just want to put the 4 gallons of gas back in the car, whatever it was.
Exactly.
And then finally, a guy who pulls up on the other side looks over at me and goes, just push it. in that tone of voice where he's thinking to himself, you are just a moron.
I know.
And that's how you felt, right?
Oh, yeah.
But why did it ever... It used to be it had that little...
Notch
where you could just put... Why did it ever get to a locked
where it pushes,
lid system?
Where you push and...
Was there a problem with people having their gas tanks have
siphoned?
Things
put
siphoning?
I think perhaps when gas was like $4 a gallon, which was just a few years ago. I mean, we forget because you drive down the street now, and it's like, oh, 203. It was just 198. I can't believe this. And we forget that it used to be twice as expensive.
Yeah.
Some places were over $4 a gallon here several years ago during the height of the recession. So I think that
strictly
there were
siphoning.
I think people were siphoning.
Oh yeah,
at that time.
So apparently we're not worried about that anymore. Since these, you just have to push it.
But here's the thing. They're not siphon proof this way, unless you have idiots like me and Dan. Dan and I could not siphon gas from your car because we would not be able to figure that out.
No.
But Ian, he'd go up there and go, just push it.
Yeah,
and he'd pop open it, and now you have access to the inside.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I don't remember whether it was during this, but I remember during the late 70s gas crisis. Dan, you remember when we had odd, even gas rationing?
Yes.
If your license plate ended in an even number, you could only buy gas on even number days of the month.
Yeah.
Same and odd, the same thing. So they had gas cap locks.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing those. And it was a special key.
Yes.
It had a keyhole on it.
Yes. Now, that nobody has those anymore. There's no. You're not going to go to the Pep Boys now and find gas cap locks, right? That doesn't even exist.
I don't think so.
So why do we have to have the secretive way of getting in there?
I don't know. And what's weird is mine, I have a Captiva now, and that doesn't... I just have a little latch there where I just pop it open, or a little
notch.
A little notch.
Yeah.
But I had an Equinox.
So you don't have a release latch anymore on the inside. It's just the notch.
No. And I had an Equinox before that, and that was just push it.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot all about that. I completely forgot about pushing it in.
So why don't we just go back to the notch? If we don't need locks anymore, why not just...
Because it's probably not...
Aesthetic, the look,
I guess, maybe.
It's a flush design.
Yeah.
You know, designers love flush things.
You know, you know what it is? Somebody took it into a wind tunnel and it affected your mile per gallon by a tenth of a mile per gallon.
That's exactly giving you
much drag. That's right.
That's it.
I'm sure somebody can answer this, by the way, Dan.
And by the way,
I would love to know when the latches on the inside of the car started. What year? Maybe around the recession, 08 maybe.
I don't know. My car still has one on the inside.
Mine does too.
It's right next to the trunk release. I can't tell you how many times I have pulled
both of them
because I didn't look. You know, I reached over because I know where it is. I've had the car for years. I reach over, I know where it is, and I hear that, and I go, I hear the clunk in the back of the car because I know the gas tank one doesn't make a clunk sound.
I've also had a coin. You ever had a coin get underneath one of those latches, like the trunk latch? Like, as you pop it, a coin is near there and gets stuck down in there, and then you try to close your trunk, and it will not. You can slam it down, and it just pops right back up.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure my car is a little messier than most. I have coins just randomly thrown about.
Yeah, I don't know what your finances are like, but we don't have spare coins rolling around all over the places. So before I go to the phones, while we're admitting to our incredible stupidity, Dan and I, about this one particular thing, Dan and I have talked about this. Neither of us really knows anything about how cars work or what's inside. In fact, last week, Dan was telling me about the problem with his daughter's car, which had something to do with, what was it, the air conditioning?
Yeah, it was the air conditioning.
That it wasn't getting the right power. And whatever it was, he explained it to me, and I said, I don't know anything about cars, but it sounds to me like the distributor cap.
Yeah.
and he laughed for 5 minutes, and I said, what is so funny? He said, cars don't have distributor caps anymore. And I said, I didn't even know what the distributor cap was. I'm just throwing something out there.
But I'm sure some do now. I don't know. All you do is open the hood, and there's no way to do anything with the car. You just look at it, and it just looks like this giant computer.
Yeah, it's a blob. Giant metal block, and it's all computerized.
Do any cars still have the gas
the carburetor?
Tank?
Carburetor?
No, behind the license plate. You remember that on the rear of the car?
Oh, yeah.
You would pull it down and put the gas in there? Do any cars? I guess not.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
And I wonder why that was ever a thing.
I wouldn't know about that.
That
one.
Was because they wanted to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason.
Cosmetic reasons, I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Wow. That was probably an added cool thing that you got when it first came out. That was an added cool.
Whoa, watch this. I'm going to pull my license plate down.
All right, before you decide on that car, just come over here because I want to show you something over here on the Malibu or whatever it was. Yeah. Where's the gas tank? Oh, gee, I'm looking on the side. I don't know. Where
I don't
is
even
it?
See.
That's the feature. It's hidden under here. Ooh. Steve, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
You can still buy lock and gas caps.
Why would you?
Because somebody could vandalize your car. You know, take the gas cap off, dump some sugar, some sticks, calcium chloride, just about anything they want down in your gas tank, and then that's going to cause you problems.
So you have a locking gas cap, do you, Steve?
I have one on one truck, but the rest of them are okay.
Wow.
So people still do that. I never hear any news stories about somebody saying there's sugar.
I'm not that I want to tempt anybody but I was completely unconcerned about the sugar in my gas tank thing.
Well, it's something to think about if you make enemies, I guess. You guys don't have any enemies.
After all these years in this business, how could I possibly have any enemies who are not currently in management? I'm glad you called, Steve. Thank you very much. Jim, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I just had that same scenario this week. My wife bought a new car. We had to take it back to the dealer, get some minor repairs done. So they loaned her an Equinox. So I drove it into work. And I live up in Ellsbury where John Landoff loves the duck hunt. And I come in like at 5 in the morning. So I'm driving, and it's foggy. So I reach down in my car. The wipers are on the turn signal arm.
Uh-huh.
So I turn it like I'm turning the wipers on. Well, I turn the headlights off. It's pitch black on a two-lane road. I'm trying to get them back on, and it's like I hit an auto, and then they come on. Then they went off, and then I'm fighting back and forth. So I finally get it right, and the guy in front of me is like, what is wrong with this idiot? So I'm like, well, maybe I push this button, you know, like the squirters. Well, now I'm hitting him with the high beams. So you could basically see him flipping me off.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing? So I'm like, okay, I'm just going around this guy. So I get around him, and I'm going. So he turns his high beams on me. You know, like,
yeah.
So I reach up, you know, on your rearview mirror where you can flip it, the mirror.
And you pointed at him.
No, I hit freaking OnStar. And OnStar goes, thank you for connecting to OnStar. And I'm like, no. And the hang up, it's on the steering wheel, and I can't see it. I'm hitting the radios, going changing stations. I'm like, what the hell? I felt like Dan for a minute.
Oh, no. Here's the best. I went to adjust my mirror one time, and it says OnStar emergency. I'm like, oh, no. And then they come on and go, what's your emergency? This is, I said, I was just adjusting my mirror.
There's somebody in my car touching the mirror. It's not me. It's an emergency. Get him out of here. You know what's funny is that person in that other car was probably thinking about those urban legends from about 10 or 15 years ago about how the drug gangs were pursuing people on the road and flashing the lights to make them think it was actually a police thing.
Emergency.
And when you pulled over, they were going to kill you and cut your body up and hide it in the woods.
Yeah.
So you were creating that situation yourself, Jim.
Well, and something new is where I work, our director just got a new Ford Explorer. They don't even have gas caps anymore.
What do they have?
Nothing. You just push the door open, and it's open hole. You just stick the gas.
Oh, yeah, because the gas cap is contained in that swinging door.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like a seal on it or something like that.
Right, yeah. So you don't undo a gas cap anymore. Once you open the door, it's ready to receive the fuel. It's weird.
Oh.
All right, I'm glad you called, Jim. Thanks.
All right, bye.
John, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Well, hey, you guys would be in a lot of trouble. You know, a few years ago, and I can remember as when I was younger, a lot younger, I had a 57 Chevy, and even on the 56 Chevys, do you know where the gas filler was on them?
No idea.
Oh, no, wait, was one of them up front on the...
like the hood,
on the hood?
By the windshield? No.
Wait.
No.
Uh-oh, you snorted.
Left rear, like on a 56 Chevy, the taillight, you would turn, there was like a little knob there, and the taillight assembly would drop down, and that was a filler. Because I worked at a gas station years ago in Delwood, and I had a 57 Chevy, and on the left fin, where the chrome trim is, it goes down. You pulled that, and then there was a gas cap inside there.
Now that was like the hidden gas tank in the license plate trip, you know?
Exactly. Trick. Yeah, right. Yeah, they used to have that.
We just want to make it cool.
And the early Cadillacs, like on the 55s and 56s, I think the taillight dropped down on the left-hand side, too. Londoff can tell you.
Yeah.
Well, his dad could. Maybe he doesn't remember. But just want you guys to be in a lot of trouble if you tried to fill up a car like that.
We absolutely would, John. I'm glad you called. Thanks. Here's Pat on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey, you're talking about how far back the pull levers go. I got a 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee. So I know they go back at least 95 with the pull lever on the inside by the seat.
That long ago.
And, also, where the gas tanks are and the lids. Son-in-law's got a 73 Caprice Classic convertible.
Yep.
You pull the tail light, the license plate down, and it's in the back in the bumper.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So back to the 70s for that. All right. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Jim, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Hi.
First of all, AM and PM.
We appreciate that.
Yes, and give you a little tip. When you're walking up behind an automobile, whatever side the tailpipe's on, the gas tank's filter is on the other side.
The gas filter?
Gas where you fill it is on the other side where the tail.
Oh,
the tailpipe's on the last side. The gas filler cap will be on the right side, and vice versa.
Really?
Yeah. You ever notice that? You never know that?
No.
I never paid attention to anything car related unless it's unless it's right there where the driver's seat is and the dashboard in front of me. I don't know anything about cars.
Start paying attention, and if it's dual exhaust, if they got duals, the cold side is where the gas tank is.
Well, it's a lot easier now because there's that arrow on the dashboard next to the gas the gas gauge that just tells you left or right.
Well, like the previous caller, you guys would be in a world of hurting if you had an old Cadillac or Chevy or one that, like I think it was a 63, you pulled the license plate down, and you guys been running out of gas sitting there waiting for road service.
Absolutely. I'm glad you called, Jim. Thanks.
Have a great holiday.
You know, I can't think of the last time I ran out of gas, but I can always remember the panic, and this still happens to me every once in a while, where you look down, you get in the car, and you have to be someplace. Maybe you're even running a couple of minutes late, and you have to get to someplace, and you get in the car, you start it up, and the moment you start it up, you look down and you go, oh, no.
Low fuel light.
That light comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And you start doing that. There are times when you actually start petting the dashboard. Come on. Just get me there. Just get me there. If you just get me there, I will fill you up right afterwards, and I'll even get you an oil change. Like you're verbally bribing the car.
I did that one time, and I didn't know what was wrong. I just thought the car stopped. I ran out of gas one time on the highway. All of a sudden, it was, it was just no more acceleration in the car. I'm getting out, looking at the engine like I know what I'm going to try to fix anyway.
Yeah.
And finally it hit me. I turn it and I go, oh, there's no gas in the car.
Nothing in there,
ain't no gas in it.
Exactly.
You know that great Jerry Seinfeld bit about when the car breaks down on the side of the road? You don't know anything about cars, but because you're a guy, you have to go around and you have to open up the hood.
I did,
and he says, when you look in there, you know what you're expecting to see? A giant on-off switch in the off position.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just put this back on and we'll be on our way.
What can I unplug and plug plug back in to make this thing work.
Holy moly.
The distributor cap.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back with more. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones star KTRS.
And before we take a break, I wanted to mention Asher Ben Ruby, you know, Smash.
Mm-hmm.
I found out today that his wife passed away last night. His wife, Debbie.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, and she battled breast cancer and beat that, but the chemo actually took a toll on her body, and she had a heart attack the other day. So she didn't survive, but so prayers and thoughts and everything go out to Smash.
Yeah, because we've all known Smash for a long time.
Yeah, and he's like one of the greatest guys, and I worked with him once at Kix.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great guy. So,
yeah. So
that was it. I didn't want to bring anything down. We'll still talk about the cars and everything, but I wanted to mention
or
that.
Whatever we're going to do next.
Yeah.
We'll check the script and get right back to you.
Okay. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now and see what Frank Ladd sees.
Good afternoon. We're starting that Labor Day rush quite early. Westbound 64, you're already on the brakes from just west of Grand out to McCausland. Then again, you're on the brakes near McKnight. Got a stall over on the right shoulder there. Southbound 270, starting to fill in as well between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Got a crash on the ramp from Doherty Ferry to southbound Highway 270. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now coming up the hill towards 141 all the way up through Highway 270. Then pockets east of 170 headed towards Big Bend. Then in downtown St. Louis headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge from about Jefferson, seeing volume southbound on 170 already this afternoon from south of Olive in pockets down through Highway 64. Westbound Highway 70 are on the brakes now between 270 and the roadwork at 5th Street. Eastbound 270, heavy coming around the bend from 370 up through 170. And pockets of volume westbound on 64 now from west of Highway K, a pocket there. Then again, west of 364 out through the merge with Highway 70. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, post-it notes, make low prices happen. Staples make more happen. Frank Ladd and the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning on the McGraw Show, we'll talk politics with ABC political analyst Trey Harden, Tony Messenger with the Post-Dispatch, and Pat Lassie talks travel. All at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at
no company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service. WindowWorld.com.
Here we are in the midst of a St. Louis summer. How is your air conditioning working? Well, if it's working overtime to get the optimal temperature for you, maybe it's time to call Premier Heating and Cooling. They can come out and do a quick check on your system to make sure it's operating properly in this St. Louis summer heat. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure it is ready for this summertime. Ask about their maintenance agreements. Premier Heating and Cooling is a member of the Better Business Bureau. They have a high referral rate. The majority of them are new customers and referred by current customers. Call Premier Heating and Cooling to ask about utility rebates that may be available as well. Besides making sure your air conditioning is working properly, have you considered your indoor air quality? Do you suffer from allergies?
Achoo!
Oh, Gesundheit. They can help you with that too. So visit Premier Heating and Cooling, give them a call at 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net. It is Premier Heating and Cooling at your service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Hire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092.
Where did all of the $189 windows go? Are you kidding me? Inferior windows never last. My name is Julius Korsanek, and after 44 years in this industry, I know windows. Our company is Wholesale Siding Depot, and we sell freedom of choice, including Viwinko windows featuring one-frame technology and Anderson wood and composite windows and doors. Our selection of windows are all Energy Star compliant. Great looking, fresh and up-to-date, durable, energy-saving windows and doors with vivid, stunning, bold, and dark colors, including high-performance glass, noise reduction, low air infiltration, hardware options, and internal blinds between the glass. They make $189 windows obsolete. Our employees at Wholesale Siding Depot have over 180 years of combined industry knowledge. We recommend local professional contractors to install your windows and doors. Visit our website at wsdepot.com. That's wsdepot.com.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, closes out the regular season against Louisville City on Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement account make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis. Later on, Colin will come in here and we'll do movie reviews and other stuff, including which movies were the winners and losers at the box office for the summer now that we're heading into Labor Day weekend. And later on in the 5 o'clock hour, of course, the Harris Challenge, Mike Evans, and this week's batch of knuckleheads in the news. What's so funny?
My mom
Every
called.
Time you do that snagglepuss no. laugh. Yeah.
No, I
Muttley.
Know.
No, it's Muttley. No.
Oh, it's Muttley.
No, it's right. Muttley, yeah. My mom called, and I know why she called. Because I...
Very good.
Because I had a car when I was a kid. I was probably 16 or 17 years
Show
old.
Off.
And I know. And my car was sitting in the driveway and it didn't start. I would get in the car and I would start and it wouldn't start. I'm mm-hmm. like, what is going on with this thing? I opened the hood. I looked at it. I probably changed the battery. I may have changed the distributor cap. I did a bunch of things to the car, mm-hmm. and the stupid thing would not start. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on with this? And this lasted a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom says, is it in park? And sure enough, yeah. I walk out there, and it's in neutral. Mm-hmm. When the cars... I can't remember what year it was. It might have been like a 62 Chevy Bel Air or something like that. When it was in neutral, it would not turn over.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in park.
Starts right up.
Oh, she has never let me forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we were talking about cars and stuff and the gas tank and everything else.
Yeah.
And I just looked over and I had a missed call from my mom. So
you're sure that's why she was calling?
That's exactly
to remind you of that?
Oh, yes.
While we're telling slightly embarrassing stories, this one has nothing to do with cars. But yesterday I was driving along on Maryland Heights Expressway. And I went by Fee's Farm. You ever been to Fee's Farm?
No.
It's got a lot of big farmland right there on both sides of the Maryland Heights Expressway. And they have a store that's open all day long. And yesterday was a magnificently beautiful day. And I thought, you know what? They have a sign out, sweet corn. Man, I haven't had some good corn on the cob in a long, long time. And the reason for that is because we used to have it a lot when my daughter was young, but then she got braces.
Mm.
And when you don't have, when you have braces, eating corn on the cob is just it's a pain.
Yeah.
You know, even when she would eat apples, she couldn't, we had to cut up the apple. And so I think for maybe a decade now, we haven't had corn on the cob. Not that she had braces all those years, but we just stopped for several years while she did that, and we never went back to it. We would get, like, you know, Green Giant niblets in a can when we wanted to have corn, but we didn't have corn on the cob. So I hadn't had it in 10 years, and so I bought three for me and my wife. My daughter doesn't live with us anymore, so it's just me and my wife.
You bought three?
Yeah, because I knew that...
You would eat two?
I would probably have two, and she would just want one. Or if she was really hungry, we'll break the second one in half. We'll each have one and a half. Fine. Or if she wants two, I'm fine. Whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah.
So I bring it home and sits there on the counter, and we're both getting a little hungry. I said, you want to make the corn? She said, no, why don't you make it? I said, I'll be honest with you, I forgot how.
Oh, my goodness.
You boil some water.
I knew that boiling water was involved, Dan.
There are actually easy ways to cook it in the microwave now. You leave the husk on there, and you microwave it, and then you chop off the end, and it's all the silk and everything slides
comes right off.
It's cooked.
Wow.
Yeah. I read about that after.
After?
Yeah.
You boiled the bottle of water.
By the way, I was not the only idiot in the house. She also couldn't remember. We used to make it all the time, and now because 10 years has gone by, our brains are full of other stuff.
Did you Google it?
Yes.
Isn't it like 8 to 10 minutes? You boil it.
Depends which site you go to.
Oh.
I got 16 different answers, and I only went to 4 places.
Wow.
So we kind of averaged everything.
Google DIY corn on the cob.
I Googled, how do you boil corn on the cob? And boom, here they come. You know, it should say, are you freaking kidding me? You don't know how to make corn on the cob? That's what Google should, Siri would tell you that.
Yeah, by the way, your car is almost out of gas.
So finally, you know, we put it in a pot of boiling water, and 5 minutes later we had delicious corn, but it was just idiotic. And then that led to, do we know where the little corn holder deals are?
Oh, those little
spears.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
They're like in the back of the utensil drawer under the other stuff that we never use anymore. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if the person, man or woman, who invented those, let's just say it's a guy, did that person ever make any money off that? Because it would seem to be
probably
something
not.
You can patent.
Yeah.
But there's no brand.
No, I'm sure he was working at some appliance company, or, you know, a company that makes different kitchen utensils.
Yeah, but if that was true, then they would have patented it.
That's what I'm saying. He went to his bosses. Look at this great idea I just invented. You stick these things into the ear of corn, and you don't have to get your hands dirty.
That's
and
great.
Then the bosses get a hold of it. Look at this idea that we just came up with from our department.
Yeah, but if it went corporate, it would have been patented, and there would be a brand name associated with that. As far as I know, that's not a brand name. That's something you go in there, it's like fork. Knife, spoon, corn on the cob holders.
Maybe the ones that are little ears of corn on the, the spears.
No, they all are.
They all are.
Yeah. They're all the same ones.
And then you can get those, but then if you really want the deluxe set, you get the little spears that go in there and the little holders that look like...
Oh, it's usually a plastic piece of husk.
Yeah,
it looks like the husk. So you can put butter, melted butter in there, and then you twist it like a rotisserie.
Have you ever seen that?
I have never seen that.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. It's a little plastic thing that's the size of the corn.
So you melt butter and you put it in the bottom of like a tray?
Or you can put a little, cut a little few slices of butter and just set it down there, and the heat of the corn will melt it.
Whatever happened to get the bread, you butter the bread, you put the corn on the bread, you spin the corn with the little corn on the cob holder dealies, you spin that, you put
you
a little salt on
it. You can't sell a piece of bread in the store next to the ear spears, that,
that's where they sell the bread, Ian. Right there.
I've never done the bread thing. We've taken a stick of butter, and you ever rub the stick of butter on there, and then it's got the, it's rounded on the end?
Yeah. My wife has pats of butter in our refrigerator that may have been there since the last time we had corn on the cob 10 years ago. And she said, no, give me the pat of butter. And she takes that out and unwraps it.
Uses the foil.
Holds it in the foil and uses that to put the butter
on there.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to bring those in. I have some in my cabinet, those little holders, the corn holders.
The self-dipping corn holders?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll bring some in to show you.
All right. What else do I want to mention here today that's not just about me being an idiot? Because that seems to be the theme for today, me and Dan, actually. Oh, here's a real idiot. Remember Jared Fogle, the fat guy who got thin, just eating Subway, and then we found out he was also into child porn?
Pedophile, yeah.
15 years in federal prison. He's still doing that. Yesterday, his lawyers filed a lawsuit against the parents of one of his victims, an underage girl who had sued him because they said that he had harmed their daughter, and obviously she had, because he and his accomplice, Russell Taylor, had been secretly filming these kids undressing with a hidden camera, and then had passed the video and the photos back and forth between them and possibly, allegedly, between other men as well. So this girl was one of the 14 victims who received a cash payout as part of Jared Fogle's plea deal. And that girl and her family had initially filed suit against Jared, claiming that she had begun hurting herself and abusing drugs and alcohol after that, and suffered emotional and psychological trauma after learning that these images of her were surreptitiously being used as child porn. She definitely deserves some money for that, and she got it. Now, Fogle and his lawyers are suing the parents of the girl, saying it's their destructive behaviors that ruined their daughter's life. The fact that they got divorced and that they went through a custody battle and were fighting a lot and arguing and drinking and getting drunk and all that sort of stuff, that's what harmed their daughter, not Jared Fogle and his partner or accomplice, Russell Taylor, engaging in child porn involving pictures of this underage girl.
So poor Jared is the victim here.
Correct.
Oh.
Just like Jared used the weight loss defense during his trial. Remember that?
Yeah.
He said if he hadn't lost all that weight, he would not have become a pedophile predator.
Oh, he's the victim.
He's the victim.
He is. Oh, man. That poor guy.
Poor, poor, poor Jared.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about guys whose names have been in the news, remember Brock Turner? He was the swimmer from Stanford who was found guilty of sexually assaulting this unconscious girl in California. And the judge in that case rejected the prosecution's request to put him away for 6 years in state prison and instead put him away for 6 months in a county jail.
Yes.
He got out today. He's a free man right now after 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. Good behavior. You go away for 6 months. You telling me you put in 3 good months and they forget the other half of your sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Now, his attorneys say, oh, well, don't forget that he is going to have to go to probation and he'll have to go to psychological counseling and all this sort of stuff. And his life really has been ruined.
That's a bunch of crap. Mm.
His life has been ruined. Not the victim who was unconscious when you were feeling her up and making sexually assaulting her, and you had to be tackled by those two guys. Remember those heroes?
Yes.
Who tackled him? And Brock Turner, another victim.
Yeah.
Just like Jared Fogle.
Poor guy.
Poor victims of the system.
Man.
When is the radiothon for them? I can't remember the date.
Oh, that's coming up.
Never! Back next hour with showbiz stuff here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me. All right, another check on traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Dan, there's a lot of it out there. Westbound Highway 64 between Grand and Lindbergh. You're back on the brakes now between 94 and Highway K, then again between Wing Haven and Highway 70. Eastbound 64 heavy. Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 70 between Salisbury and the Mutual. Southbound 170 heavy. North of Olive down through Highway 64. Stop and go southbound 270. Dorset through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 up in the North County area. You're on the brakes between 370 and 170. Westbound Highway 70. Heavy headed toward the work zone at 5th Street from 141. Then a pocket of Highway K. Then between Highway A and 64, eastbound 64 now, heavy coming up the hill from Clarkson through 141 and Mason. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, from backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. This week, new head coach Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pre-game starts Saturday morning at 9, kickoff at 11. On your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are our Mizzou.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story, someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof, or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Folks, if you want to save money or energy, something you can do yourself, give Contact Insulation a call, 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002. Have them come out, free inspection. They'll give you a price after they climb up in the attic. They'll look at everything, and they'll say, here's what we need to do for you. They won't just blow insulation in the attic. They'll seal around the pipe, so make sure that what they're putting on top is not going to have air gaps coming through, going through your insulation. And they're going to talk to you about an R38 or an R49 insulation in your house. What's going to save you the most bang for your buck? They specialize in fiberglass, blown-in wall cellulose. They have open and closed cell foam. They use bib and ultra-fit fiberglass systems for residential and commercial applications. They will save you money because you're going to spend less money on utilities, and you're not going to spend that much to get the insulation up to date in your house. Contact Insulation will do a great job for you. I stand behind them. I've used them in my business, and I think you should use them in your home. Just give Harry a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.